Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning, so we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? And I think you'll agree with me that what we're going through right now, economically and the ramifications of some of the decisions that are being made by leaders around the world, is a real test of the degree to which we have overcome the world system. So many of us are being caught up in trying to fix the world system with the world system. And that's hopefully one of the things, one of the first things we learn when we become a spirit being, when we become a believer, is that you can't use an equal authority to fix, because it's equal, the same thing. It's like when you try to use your own strength to fix a weakness, all you do is create your flesh. If we were to try to, when we try to move one organized mess in our closet and just move it out of that closet and put it in another closet, we may have a clean closet, but we've got another messy closet. And I like the example that's been put out there about what governments trying to do right now around, this is globally speaking, is they're taking a bucket of deep water, you got a swimming pool and you're taking a bucket of water from the deep end and pouring it in the front end, in the shallow end, to try to even it out. And, of course, that doesn't work. And so all they're doing is moving things around, and they're not solving anything. Part of that, the reason that's true, is because there isn't that much they can do because it's not in their area of responsibility. It's not in their realm of authority. The only area there, the only governmental system that functions clearly and above board as a means of controlling the economics of a country is a monarchy. If you live in a country that is ruled by a monarch, a king or a queen, and I mean literally ruled, that is the only honest form of government where a single person can control the economics of the country. Now, there are many other systems in which a single person tries to control the economic wealth or benefit of a country, but it's not through transparency. It's through subterfuge. It's below the radar. It's through trickery. If I was to tell you that I was your best friend, and yet, even as I was picking your pocket, and you found out I was picking your pocket, but because I was telling you I was your best friend, would I continue to be your best friend? And this is one of those areas where we discover that because we have been lulled into, and it's been reinforced that the government is our friend, any government is our friend, we have accepted our pockets being picked. Even when we catch the government red-handed. Now, this is a great example of being overcome by the world system instead of the other way around. So what do we mean by that? In this case, we have put aside our own questions. We have put aside our own challenges to catching someone picking our pockets. They tell us, well, they have the right to pick our pockets. That being a good friend is picking your pockets. That's what good friends do, is they pick your pockets. Now, inside we may go, wait a minute, that's wrong. But if we've been also taught that there's no such thing as wrong, that you're not entitled to what's in your pockets, what are we doing? We are stifling our own questioning. We are stifling our own values in favor of taking on ideas and concepts that are presented by others, by government. This is the world system. This is peer pressure. And it takes a lot of effort. If you're under it, it takes effort to break away from it. It takes effort to the extent of it can cost us friends that still believe it. When you realize, wait a minute, what's in my pocket is mine, regardless of how it got there, it's mine. You can't just come in and take it. When you start questioning, what gives you the authority to come in and take what's in my pocket? You say you're my friend, but you're coming in and taking what's in my pocket, smiling all the time you're doing it, for whatever reason. If for whatever justification, it's for your own good, it's for the good of others, regardless. What gives them the authority? Now, we've hopefully all heard the story of the emperor's new clothes. This is just a great example of peer pressure and what it takes within us to recognize the world system and that this is something we have authority over. It's not that we have authority just because we recognize that it's peer pressure, but the church especially has authority over it because we are spirit beings. And peer pressure resides in the supernatural and natural realms. And we are spirit beings. We have authority over what's going on in the world system. But we have to make some changes within our own thinking and our own beliefs. Not only, you know, how are we going to fight this? How do we fight peer pressure? How do we fight the world system? What are we taught? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of the world system. But through the Spirit, we can pull down the strongholds. So we first have to accept that. that you are, that we are not victims of the world system, unless we believe it. We may grumble and gripe about our pockets being picked, but are we doing anything about it? And what we're doing about it, is it effective, or are we just griping? You know, and we, so many people will say within the church that, yes, it's a spiritual matter. We are fighting things in the spirit. Well, no, we're not. There is no fight going on in the spirit. Okay, in the spirit, there's only two kinds of beings. This is so critical to understand. It's only you and God, me and God. Those of us who have been remade into spiritual beings by being born into Him, into God, He regenerates our spirit and God. And us being in Him, we are sons. We are all the same family. So there are no, this is why it's so important to understand the difference, the distinction between spiritual realm and soulical realm. And again, we've got that chart over on any of the links, the Blog Talk Radio and our site over at wecanprepare.org if you need to refresh your memory about that. But this world system, the peer pressure, is on the supernatural realm, not the spiritual realm. And if you're a Christian, if you've experienced that salvation experience and accepting that without God you're dead, but He can regenerate you, and He does so, and then makes you a spirit being, you are then in the spirit realm. And you have authority over everything underneath you, including the world system. Not because you understand it or believe something or not. It's by reality, by your new nature. How it's implemented, what that looks like, that's where we're struggling. You have the authority. You have the responsibility to overcome it. That's a done deal. But how does that function in your life? What does that look like? So this is where we start to see, Lord, ask the Lord, how do we overcome this peer pressure? And so it's not just resisting peer pressure, but overcoming it. And there are ways that we do it through the system that's part of our government and part of our social structure. You know, when we see something going wrong, we don't just sit idly by and pray about it. Okay, what are weapons for? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. What are weapons for? They're not just for cleaning. Okay, they're for use. But we have to be trained and taught. And every opportunity in your life is an opportunity to learn how to use the weapons you have. You don't have to get any more. You have all the tools, all the weapons you need right now. But just consider the opportunity you're in now. If you are spending time with God and letting Him direct you as to what projects He wants you to be working on, you will be available to Him to use you in whatever way He chooses. Now, this economic thing, I kind of take the stance that it's already taken care of. Okay? The roots are already drying up to this economic crisis. But it will take a while for the fruit, for the effects to die and then shrivel and then fall to the ground and be really evident that it's dying. But it's like the roots are already been taken care of. So We want to be on God's timetable. What are you to be doing? What projects does God have for you? This is how taking every situation as an opportunity. And knowing that God wants us to be whole, complete and entire, spirit, soul, and body, we know that he has answers to those questions we have, and that he has fulfilled our needs in all areas. So we can rest if we are hearing from him on what specific projects we are to be working on. But recognizing that what's going on in the world system, we have already overcome it. Not knowing that hinders what God wants to do in our lives. It hinders our purpose, which is to know him, to receive healing, and to overcome our flesh, to not try to do things in our own strength. So we're learning how to overcome and resist peer pressure, how to say no to our friends, how to say no to our enemies, how to say yes to our friends and our enemies, based on what is God saying. Because we all want to, we don't like rocking the boat, going back to the story of the emperor's new clothes. It took a child to say the emperor has no clothes. He didn't have anything to lose. Everybody saw that the emperor had no clothes, but everybody else had become so conformed. And when we have no choice over long periods of time, we change our beliefs. But that's what the Lord wants you to know, is you have a choice. Because you have access, and have, in your spirit, you have received truth and reality. So regardless of the situation you're in, you can experience truth and reality right now, and freedom and liberty. So regardless of whether the circumstance or situation changes, you can experience peace and rest without those circumstances changing. Sometimes the Lord wants us to speak to others about that freedom, and sometimes he doesn't. The whole point is that we look at the projects that God has assigned us and be about our own business, the projects that he assigns us. So we resist peer pressure, and we resist that pull to maintain the status quo. How easy is it to just settle for less? You know, in these kinds of times, we have so little energy, so little motivation to change, to fight. And that's one of the things that the world system does. We compare ourselves with those who are in the same boat or those who are out of it. And we recognize, you know, God's idea of fairness and justice is totally different than ours. You know, the example where there's the three, the workers sent out to work, and he promises those that he sends out into the fields the first thing in the morning a certain amount, and then he goes, grabs some more people at lunch and sends them out to the field, and then some, almost towards the end of the day, he sends out into the field. And the workers that were called in first figured they'd be paid more than those who were sent out at the last. Now, the owner of the field comes out and he pays everyone the same amount. That was exactly what was promised to the first group. And the first group gets mad. He says, how can you pay? These people only worked 2 hours. These people only worked 5 hours. We worked 10 hours in your field, and you're paying us all the same. And what was his response? Basically, that's none of your business. I'm paying you what you agreed to work for. What is it to you if I'm generous to these others? And so one of the things we got to realize is that envy has been around a long time. Envy is not wanting what someone else has. It's not wanting others to have what they have. There's that old Russian proverb, I believe, where two friends are walking along and one of the friends has a goat and the other has no goat. And the first one wishes he had a goat, but he's very angry that his friend has a goat. And the first friend comes along a magic lamp, and he rubs it, and a genie comes out, and the genie offers him one wish. He can have any wish, but it's only one wish. And he wishes that his friend's goat would die. That's what envy is. It's not that he would also have a goat, but that his friend would not have a goat. That way they'd be equal. They'd be equal without a goat. So we want to look at, what are we thinking? What are we asking the Lord for? When the Lord wants all to experience peace and freedom and liberty, and when we recognize the Lord created us each unique, isn't it funny how we want to be equal and yet recognized as an individual? I hate to tell you this, but you can't have both. You can't be equal and unique by definition. Which is one of the ways that we get confused. So we have to rise above it and be relying on God to maintain our focus on the projects that He has assigned us. So we recognize that peer pressure, we've come to accept it in our lives. So it's so pervasive in our lives. The pull to maintain that status quo, which just within our circle of friends, it's so hard, whether it's politically or within our family, it's so hard to leave those we've agreed with in the past, to think differently, to act differently, and yet that's what God is requiring us. Are you going to stay in prison? Or are you going to do the difficult task of leaving your cell? For most of us, the prison we're in, the door is shut, but it's not locked. But we don't even want to try. We don't even want to try to see if we can get out, because there's safety in numbers. You know, at least change is hard. And at least if we're in prison, we know what to expect. We know we're going to get fed. We know when to get up in the morning, when to go to bed at night. We know what's expected of us during the day, and we have companionship. If we leave our prison, we don't know what's on the other side. so we don't even try, and we don't want to know if we can get out. Well, Jesus has come along, and he has opened the cells. Okay, he has opened the door, the cell door. So it's no longer a question of, are you free? It's standing right in front of you, that open door. But you have to walk through it. You know, come out wherever you are. There's a better way to live in this world. And God's not going to let you settle for anything less. By going along with what we've been taught, we're not doing anyone any favors. By staying behind with those who refuse to leave that cell, you're not doing them any favors. You're not doing yourself any favor. There's a better way, you know it, and you need to start acting on it. God values us now as is, as we are. And he expects us to value ourselves in the same basis. So it's not about what group you're in or what you believe. It's, are you relying on him? Are you depending on him for your life and livelihood? If you've got a choice to avoid slavery, and that's really what so many people are looking at, is voluntary slavery. You know, no, I'm going to go ahead and stay in prison because I don't want to have to change. I don't want to have to make decisions for myself. I don't even have to decide what to wear. So depending on God doesn't depend on what we have accomplished in the past. If we've made mistakes, or what we may accomplish in the future. But he simply says, this is true about you, that you are a spirit being and you have full opportunity, ability, authority, and responsibility to overcome the world system. What that looks like in your life is going to be an outflow of your relationship with God. In other words, again, he may not talk to you about it at all because he wants to talk to you about something else. So whatever he's got on your plate, this may not be the time he wants you to learn how to overcome the world system. But you know what? By focusing on what he wants you to focus on, you will be overcoming the world system. Because any of these areas of our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, one of the main ways we are under their control is by distracting us from our projects. So the best thing you can do is, in any of those areas, only pay attention to them when God directs. Okay, you have your own business to take care of. Take care of it, whatever it is. And don't be distracted by your enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. As citizens of the kingdom, we walk in this world, though we do not use its resources to get our needs met. Instead, we bring to this world the riches of his kingdom, life, victory, and freedom. We minister to the world because we have received from outside of it. And we can therefore act and give independent of its influences. The supernatural leaders of this world, with all its information, its sensory bombardment, and what is falsely called knowledge, pollutes our minds and batters our emotions to distract us from this focus. But we spend most of our lives trying to make life easier for ourselves. But Jesus said, we will have tribulation. But we are already overcomers of that tribulation. Regardless of the choosing you make, you are an overcomer. We are to learn how to act like it. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again tomorrow morning. We're talking about getting healed. So if you've got any questions, you can always visit me at wecanprepare.org. And my email address is Diane at wecanprepare.org. Have a great Monday, and thanks for tuning in.